God of praise. Yes. Truly, we could not have done without that. Father, we give you the praise. You gave a full account of your appearance. Because Dr. Miss Enenche challenged you. That is, you make sure you sing as colorful as you are looking. Hallelujah. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. Be glorified in Jesus' name. Please give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. Welcome to the testimony Thanksgiving service of the month of August, month of July. I believe we will not return back the same in Jesus' name. Very, very quickly, speaking on amplifying prayer effect. Amplifying prayer effect. Our objective is to understand those factors that can amplify prayer effort and guarantee prayer effect. What is it that can amplify the effort of our prayer and guarantee the effect thereof? Matthew chapter 17 and in verse 21. How be it? This kind goeth not out, but by prayer and by fasting. What we intend to do this morning is to try to find out what is it that can make my prayer produce more drastic impact, generate more drastic outcome. When we say amplify, it's also the same thing as magnify, magnifying prayer effect. You know, the sun has enough energy to burn down a forest, but its rays need a magnifying glass. When you bring forth a magnifying glass on a dry piece of wood in a forest, it will bring the rays that are scattered and pull it together. Concentrate it on that wood, a fire is set. But the sun on its own for millenniums cannot burn down anything. Am I communicating? In the same manner, my voice is being amplified here. It is the same voice. If I speak it without the amplification, you won't hear nothing. But I'm speaking. All this while I have been speaking. But you heard nothing. Because it has not been amplified with the amplification system right there. That is what certain factors will do. The gentle prayers you pray, there are factors that can make it its impact loud in the world of the spirit. Make it loud in the world of the spirit, for the forces both of light and of evil to understand that this prayer is not just formality, it carries power. We are looking at 8 of them. We saw 4 of those forces in the first service. Number 1 is praying with fasting. Fasting amplifies the power of prayer. We saw 1 or 2 reasons why fasting amplifies the power of prayer. We may not be able to get into that, but fasting, essentially, you can place it there. Fasting intensifies spiritual hunger, like we said, and also fasting sharpens spiritual sensitivity. We saw that. Fasting amplifies. You can pray alone, but when you add the fast to it, it shifts. The detail can be listened to in the first service message. Number 2, we said that it is praying with sacrifice or vows. When you have prayed
and you decided to merge a vow, a sacrifice. You lay a sacrifice on the altar. I've done sacrifices and vows many times that brought drastic answers. Then it is possible. Number three is praying with intercession. This is a situation where you stand in the gap for others. You forgot about your problems. And you stepped in for others. It works like fire. That was what changed the life of Job. Number four is praying in the spirit. Praying in tongues carries an amplification power. The things you don't know what to pray about or how to go about the praying. Praying in the spirit takes over to make you pray accurately and impactfully. We dealt with those four in the first service. We are going to go to the fifth, and that is praying in the midnight. Praying in the midnight. We see examples of Jacob in Genesis chapter 32, verse 24. All the way to verse 28. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men. And you have prevailed." Hallelujah. Jacob prayed in the middle of the night. And he prayed until he prevailed from praying. Acts chapter 16, verse 25, all the way to verse 26. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. If they prayed at midnight, and then they joined the singing with the praises, with the praying, and the prisoners heard them, and suddenly things began to happen. But it began with, at midnight, Paul and Silas pray. There was a situation in Babylon that made Daniel to pray. In Daniel chapter 2 and in verse 17. Then Daniel went to his house and made a thing known to Ananias, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed to Daniel in the night vision. Night vision is not dream of the night. Dream is you are sleeping. Vision, you are awake. It appeared to me like they continued the praying into the night. And then the matter was revealed to Daniel in the night vision. It appears to me that there is a special covenant of the midnight, of the night. It appears to me like God has special responsibility toward the night. And I'm going to say two things about the power of the night. Number one, the midnight season is season of spiritual, high spiritual traffic and transaction. High spiritual traffic and transaction. A lot of traffic happens in the midnight. A lot of spiritual transactions happen at night.
Many people's destinies were changed in the night.
It is in most of times when somebody say, I was sleeping and they were giving them food in the dream and all manner of terrible things in the night. As it is negatively, so it is positively. In Matthew chapter 13 and in verse 25, the Bible is speaking about while men slept, a certain man sowed. Okay, we can start from verse 24. Another parable put it forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares. So the sleeping time is a time of a lot of transactions. When you are awake when others sleep, there are demonic transactions that can be reversed. And there are divine transactions that can be enforced. Am I communicating at all? Look at this. For a long time we had what was called Eli Will I Seek Thee. And we came faithfully. 6 a.m. to 7. For 3 years, right? We came faithfully. 6 a.m. to 7:15 a.m. And we had testimonies. God did things. For early will I seek you. I struggled with trying to shift to midnight prayer because one thing is when people get you, human beings are creatures of habit. Once a habit is formed, to break it is a bit difficult. We are coming all the time to pray in the morning. And then suddenly that, in fact, there are people who were so religiously tied to it, they can't imagine any change. But I received a direction for the midnight prayer. Long story made short, we dared it and shifted to midnight. And under 1 week, the miracles became just till today. Commanding the day is not 1 year yet. And wisdom is justified of our children. You know the proof of direction by manifestation. Hallelujah. And so there is that high spiritual traffic and spiritual transaction that happen at night. So when you pray and you have prayed, you can try the midnight, which of course is on autopilot here right now. Secondly, the midnight season is season of high spiritual sensitivity and receptivity. High spiritual sensitivity and receptivity. It is a season of high spiritual signal transmission. Spiritual signals transmission. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 29 to verse 30 says, you shall have a song as in the night when holy solemnity is kept. And in verse 30 it said, and the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. You have a song in the night, provided it is the night, it is easy for his voice to be heard. We just read Daniel chapter 2 verse 19. Then the secret was revealed unto Daniel in the night vision. Why is this important? Because praying with revelation is praying unto manifestation. And so when you are at the place of prayer and it is easy to see what you are praying or hear or receive from God, prayer results becomes impactful. So our fifth amplifier of prayer effect is praying in the midnight. We'll hear one of those testimonies at the end of this service that we heard in the first service concerning the midnight prayer here. So praying in the midnight. Number six is praying with service. praying with service. That is, you are praying and at the same time you are giving to kingdom service. That is, you are not just someone who comes to church looking for the things of God, but you are donated to the service of God. And I forgot to say also that the midnight prayer also works according to the principle of sacrifice. You are sacrificing sleep. Anytime God sees sacrifice, fire falls. Fire means intervention. It works by the principle of sacrifice. Somebody say amen. So praying with service. Luke chapter 1 verse 8 to verse 13. Concerning Zechariah and his wife, the Bible said it came to pass that while Zechariah executed the priest's office before God in the order of his calls, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of the incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. His prayer, your prayer is heard. Your service gives voice to your prayer. Your service triggers divine responses to your prayer. It gives voice to your prayer. It triggers divine response to prayer. It's a matter of this young man that is so zealous like this, what has been done for him? That was what happened to Mordecai. This man that saved the life of the king, what has been done for Mordecai? And they said nothing has been done. Alright, if nothing has been done, then let something be done. If an earthly king would want to reward service, how much more the King of Kings? I announce to somebody here today, your service in the kingdom of God shall not be wasted. Can I hear a louder amen? Your service in the kingdom of God cannot be wasted. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. What is the power of service? Number one, service is a covenant of rewards. The covenant of service is a covenant of rewards. Service is a covenant of rewards. Exodus chapter 23 and in verse 25, it says, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast thy young nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. So it is a covenant of rewards. So when you are going before God to ask for things, your service carries a package that covers most of your requests. Am I communicating? Your service has a package that covers most of the things you will be asking God for. You shall serve the Lord your God. He shall bless your bread and bless your water. He will take away sickness from the midst of you. the number of your days. That is, you are not permitted to be cut short before your time. Somebody say loud amen. I announce to someone here today, you shall fulfill your days. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Just donate yourself to God, abandon, in abandonment of service. I want to let you know that there are so many service-related testimonies that we cannot share. It may be shared at the right time, but for now, it might cause some people hypertension. Not sinners, not devils, so even church people. Somebody say amen. I want to let you know that God is not a user of people. He is a raiser of people. He is a maker of people. He said, come unto me and I will make you. I am not talking about or testifying about what I am not aware of or what I heard by hearsay. I am testifying about what I know. Most of the things you will be requesting from God in prayer is inside your service package. Your reward package in service. Most of the things you've been asking God to do is covered in the service package. And I am here to announce, in case you are serving the Lord and there is something in the package the devil is depriving you of, I stand there by the prophetic and the apostolic mantle of God on my life, that which you have been deprived of is released for you now. Give the Lord the praise and take your seat. The covenant of service is a covenant of rewards. There is somebody who put on himself a commitment. That for as long as he is there, I don't need to look for what to wear every Sunday, permanently. Even though I can't follow it, because that would be too challenging. I am here busy. God knows I'm too busy to go to market to ask how much is the price of this shoe. He knows. How much is the price of this car? I don't know if I've been to a car shop in 20 years. 29, 28 years. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Somebody said that the crusade I am coming for in their country, they wanted to know what type of car I would like to enter inside. I said, which type? Me. I should tell you what. Any car you bring, anyone is available. Even if it's tricycle. Provided it will take me to. I said, I have never considered which car to enter. He said, oh, there is Range Rover. I said, who is it? I don't know the difference. When I enter, I'm not looking inside the car. I'm writing till the venue. I don't know the difference. Those who follow me, they know. So when you make the things of God your concern, He makes your concerns His concern. He makes your concerns His concern. So I decree today, anyone serving God right now, serving God right now, serving God right now, and there is
a package that the devil is depriving you of. I declare today, that agenda of hell is arrested and your package is released. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Praying with service, the second impact of it is, service is pathway to honor. You know, when you greet somebody and he honors you, he values you, he responds to your greetings very well. It's a pathway to honor. When you talk to God and make requests of him, part of the honor of service is that you are quickly responded to. Proverbs chapter 27 verse 18. He said, whoso keepeth the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof. So he that waiteth on his master shall be honored. When you are committed to service, God honors you. Sometime when I hear some drastic testimonies of what God did, spontaneous songs that came out of my mouth was, I didn't know he will honor me this way. That is, you decreed and God honored it and he made it happen. Who are you, mortal man? Who are you? One big man of God, very big. Globally, something happened and he said, oh Lord, why did a thing like this happen and they didn't show me? God said, who are you that I should show you everything? Who told you that I am not serving you? Whatever I show you per time is a privilege. Who are you? He said, I'm sorry, sir. I'm very sorry. Mortal man. So God honors you. God honors you by responding to you. I announce to somebody today, you will see honor from heaven like never before. Shout the loudest, amen. That is praying with service. Number seven. Number seven is praying in agreement. The prayer of agreement. Very, very powerful. Very, very powerful. Something happened in Acts of the Apostles. When Herod took James, Acts chapter 12, beheaded him, and it pleased the people of the Jews. Then he stretched out his hand to Peter. Acts chapter 12 verse 4. When he had apprehended him. Start from verse 3. Because he saw that he pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. When he had apprehended him, that is Peter, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. That is minimum of 16 soldiers, probably. One man. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. But prayer, agreement prayer, was made without season of the church unto God for him. When Herod would have brought him out, for the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his hands, chains fell off from his hands. That was the power of agreement of the church, the whole church. They prayed on one issue. And God heard. In Acts chapter 3, if you read from verse 1, You saw Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer. That's agreement. They went together, going to do the same thing, prayer, being the ninth hour. And by that agreement, they saw a certain man lame from his mother's womb that was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who seen Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. We are here by an agreement power. Long story made short, that crippled man was healed by the power of agreement. Beloved, do everything you can to take advantage of the power of agreement. Whenever the church declares a general fast, a general prayer, whatever, midnight prayer, that everybody is praying together, take advantage of it. I give you two impacts of the prayer of agreement. Number one, the prayer of agreement works by the power of synergized or multiplied spiritual force. It is by the power of synergized or multiplied spiritual force where the force I carried and the force you carry spiritually, they are merged together and deployed for result. Synergize, multiply spiritual force. If my faith alone wasn't enough, I merge faith with your faith. I am told along by the faith of the brethren. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9 to verse 12 gives us that insight. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he has not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. So, in agreement, our power is not quickly broken. That is reflected in Genesis chapter 11 verse 6. Concerning the matter of Babel, he said, the people is one. And this they began to do. And nothing shall be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one. Behold, the people is one. Behold, the people is one. Verse 6, behold, the people is one. Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And now, this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. The prayer of agreement, it works like fire. If your faith can't carry you, agreement faith can carry you. Somebody say amen. And husband and wife should take seriously the power of agreement. When in Peter he said, dwell with them according to your understanding, that your prayers be not hindered. I believe that was the first Peter chapter 3 and verse 6 thereabout. Dwell with your wives, even though they are weaker vessels, dwell with them according to understanding, that your prayer be not hindered. Which means that God is expecting husband and wife to pray together. Or at least agree on things from time to time. And that agreement is respected. Give the Lord a shout of victory. I don't know of anything that my wife and I held hands together to agree about. As about anything that I can remember. If it doesn't come immediately, it comes eventually. It happens eventually. All issues, family issues, that's 1 Peter 3:7. Likewise, you husbands dwell with them, that's with your wives, according to knowledge. Know who you have married, giving honor to the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Those who despise the agreement of their wife, especially in spiritual matters, do it to their own detriment. And I'm not talking about the wife that opposes everything. That's not the kind of wife I'm talking about. Or the wife that will tell everybody what you prayed about. That's not the type I'm talking about. I'm talking about understanding people. Hallelujah. Today, I decree that your next agreement will produce like fire. Shout the loudest, amen. Agreement to the brethren. Trusted spiritual prayer partner or confidant. Those kind of agreements. Secondly, agreements work by the power of divine promise. God promised it that if two or three of us shall agree as touching a thing, it shall be done. Matthew 18 and in verse 19. It is the power of divine promise. It's a promise we are working. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. So there is a scriptural promise that we are standing on to go into the prayer of agreement. If I pray by myself and it is not working, and that is the goodness of the home church, where we have once in a while an agreement prayer, we pray for the brethren. We table prayer requests and then the brethren stand with us to pray. It works like fire. I see somebody's agreement prayer working like never before. Finally, it is praying with praise. Praying with praise. We read it already. Paul and Silas, they prayed with praise. Acts chapter 16, verse 25 to 26. If they had stopped with praying alone, maybe we may not have heard of the testimony that followed. But they prayed. And then in addition to the prayer, they sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake. So that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose, praying with praise. Every prison where the enemy has kept anyone here today, I declare the prison doors are open right now. I declare the prison doors open right now. I declare those prison doors are open right now. Jonah chapter 2. And in verse 8, I frequently confused Jonah with Noah. But I realized that one thing was common with both of them. Water. One conquered the water. One was conquered by the water. Jonah chapter 2, verse 8. They that observe lying vanities. Now, if you read Jonah chapter 2, Are you patient for us to read it from verse 1? I like us to read it so you can see what was happening there. Jonah had been praying. Jonah prayed unto the Lord, his God, out of the fish's belly. And he said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord. And he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. He will tell us now how he was heard. For thou hast cast me into the deep. In the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then said I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul, the depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. That must have been very, very deep, big depth. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. And my prayer came in unto thee, into thy holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I have been praying now. Since
But now I change gear to thanksgiving. And I will also pay my vow. All of these are inside the amplifiers of prayer, isn't it? Vows and sacrifice. I will pay my vow. Salvation is of the Lord. See what happened next. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and he vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. I have been praying from verse 1, no show. But in verse 9, when I changed to thanksgiving and pledge of vow, God spoke to the fish and said, time up, fish. I impact you with vomiting and nausea. And the fish vomited out Jonah. There are things you do that make your spiritual matter to shift level. Praise is one of them. Vows and sacrifices are the other. Your prayer can literally shift level. Your answer can be expedited. Your sacrifice can expedite your action as well as your praise and your worship. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the Lord must say amen. What is the impact of praise on prayer? Number one, praise in prayer activates divine presence and action. When you praise in the midst of prayer, you activate divine presence because God dwells in the presence of his people. Psalm 22 and in verse 3. He dwells in the presence of his people. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 22 and 23. They began to sing and to praise. The Lord went into action. So praise in the midst of prayer triggers divine presence and action. Secondly, praise is a communication and activation of faith. When you are praising in the midst of your prayer, you are communicating and activating faith. Doubters hardly praise. You are saying, I am praising you, Lord, because I know my prayers have been answered. I am praising you, Lord, because I know I have been heard. Psalm 106 verse 12. He said, then believed they his word. Words. And they sang his praise. If you are able to sing his praise, it is proof positive that you believe his word. And whenever God sees faith, he moves into action. God moves into action at the sight of faith. Hebrews chapter 11 and in verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to move God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah! Anybody excited here? Shout the loudest. Hallelujah! While I'm drawing this conclusion, the Lord just reminded me that for prayers to be answered, in conclusion, try and identify relevant actions. Relevant actions of obedience to carry out. Is there something God said to you before? Is there an act of obedience that you are delaying? It may delay answer to prayers. Whatsoever he says unto you, do. It will answer all prayers. John chapter 2 verse 5. When Mary came to ask that there was no wine, that is a form of prayer. Master, they need wine. And that prayer will be answered based on action. Action. Congratulations, Oldham first anniversary. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Did anybody receive something at all today? We're going to carry out three actions based on
these 10 actions, can we go through it one by one? Actions that guarantee answers to prayer. Number one is praying with fasting. Number two is praying with sacrifice and vows. Number three is praying with intercession, praying for other people. Number four is praying in the spirit. Number five is praying in the midnight. Number six is praying with service. Number seven is praying in agreement. Number eight is praying with praise. Hallelujah. I want all of us to ensure that these points, you follow them. Somebody may need to offer a sacrifice afresh at this juncture. Somebody may need to declare a fast or something. Just follow through to trust God for answer to your prayers. But right now, we'll do three of them. First, we're going to intercede and pray for our neighbors. Two, we're going to pray in the spirit. And thirdly, we're going to praise to let God know that we are activating the answers to our prayers. Somebody blessed here, shout the loud amen. You believe that your blessing is a bit higher than somebody near you? Stand on your feet with a louder shout of amen. Help me walk to seven people, shake their hands and tell them congratulations. 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 It's a new season for you. A new season for your prayer life. Congratulations. 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 And congratulations. Hallelujah. Can you lift your hands and thank the Lord for the word we heard? Let's appreciate him. Let's honor him. Let's adore him. Let's magnify him. Father, thank you for your word. Ancient of days. I am that I am. Rose of Sharon. Thank him. We thank you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. Be thou glorified in Jesus' precious name. We'll take 2 minutes and pray for the person whose hands we are holding. So hold the hand of somebody, left or right. And pray this prayer after me and say, Father,
Father,
I pray
for this person
whose hand I am holding. I am asking, Lord, that you intervene in their lives. Father, meet everyone at the points of their need. Their greatest has desire. Meet it for them, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. Pray for the hand. Divine visitation. For the man whose hand you are holding, the woman. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
The Lord heard and answered us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We are going to pray brutally in the spirit for 10 minutes. We said that praying in the spirit makes spiritual power available. So there is about to be tremendous power made. And now we are praying in the spirit and we are also praying corporately in agreement. To collapse everything that is not of God. Secondly,
that praying in the spirit helps us to pray accurately, effectively by the help of the spirit. And also praying into the realm of hidden secrets. Bear these three in mind as we pray for the next 10 minutes and release spiritual power to collapse every challenge of our lives and excavate every mystery and receive answers. Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father,
Father,
I pray
in the spirit
today
by the help
of your spirit
as we release
spiritual power
to collapse
every agenda
of hell
in our lives
in the name of Jesus
as we excavate
mystery
today.
Oh Lord,
I receive the grace
to pray
effectively
in the spirit.
Are you ready?
Lift your hands.
When I say the name of Jesus,
receive the fire.
You scream,
I receive.
And begin to blast in tongues.
Father, let it be.
Now in the name of Jesus,
receive the fire.
I receive.
Open your mouth and pray.
Rakadi kalakadi 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 kalak Pray in the spirit. Pray. Deploy the power. Release the power. Release the power.
Pray. Mashakari, la
Precious name. The Lord has heard and answered us in Jesus' name. Lift your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. What a mighty, mighty, mighty God we serve. We're going to take 5 minutes of celebration and honor God and worship him and adore him. And let him know. And as we are praising, God is stepping into action. As we are praising, God is stepping into action. As we are praising, the power of God is stepping into motion. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. And if you have a testimony that is pending that we have not heard, somebody will wait to receive your testimony right at the back of our screen. Help me shake 3 hands and tell them congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Let's celebrate.
Somebody give Jesus a shout. Hey. Okay, do your deal. Oh, yeah, yeah, you clap. Bye.
place of trial. Hey, 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 hey. Lift your hands everywhere you are and receive what God has in store for you. What a fire. What a place to be. Ay, ay.
Power everywhere. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lift your hands high. Everywhere you are, Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. God has something is releasing on you, a testimony, a visitation, a deliverance, an intervention. You receive it now, and you will testify. Lift your hands high. Father, let fresh grace, let fresh help, let fresh mercy, let fresh visitation, deliverance, intervention, be released upon this one, upon this man, this woman, this boy, this girl, these people. Let it be released now. When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive, and place your hand on your head. Father, let it be released now. Receive his visitation. Receive his touch on your life. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. Elion, thank you. Ancient of Days, thank you. Thank you for breaking the chain. Thank you for breaking the yoke. Thank you for clearing that liver disease. Thank you for arresting that intended accident. Thank you for changing the story of somebody. Thank you for lifting the garment and cloak of depression. Thank you for the release of life. Blessed be your name, Lord. Honor to your name. Thank you, Adonai, for hearing and answering. In Jesus' precious name. Go on ahead and give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Congratulate somebody.